Hilariously Melbourne. When Fifi, Feb and Nick grab their morning coffee, they're grabbing the Australiano from McCafe. A latte with a unique taste of wattle seed, chai and McCafe's best ever blend for an unmistakably Aussie taste.
Oh, there was a story in the news today, and I really feel for this dad, or this man. He might be a dad, I don't know. It's a plane debacle, a problem, a big fight happened on a plane. And Nick, this is your
area. I'm here
area.
To sort it.
Mate,
I'm here to sort it.
Mid-flight brawl.
Yeah, my podcast that I do with Luke Heggie, all about air rage incidents. But this is one of my favourite topics. Anytime people kick off on a plane, I already know the rules. I'll be able to sort it right now.
Okay, well, I would like your opinions on this. So there was a man, he's mm-hmm. paid for extra leg room in his row.
Yep.
He's seated next to a woman with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's husband is in the row behind.
Yep.
She says to him, could my husband please swap with you?
She's wrong.
Well, he then said,
it's not a train.
I paid for extra leg room to be in this row.
Uh-huh.
And then she's gone to complain to the air.
About what?
Air attendant.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't know how to book correctly. And was that her complaint?
And then the air hostess did go up to this poor guy again and go, could you please just swap so the husband can sit next to the
and
wife?
And the flight attendant's wrong.
Yeah,
incredible.
How
was she pregnant?
The bloke's correct.
No, just even, but baby.
So, even if pregnant, bad luck. The bloke doesn't want to sit next to his baby on a plane.
I bet you
he picked the seats when, oh, God,
they should have asked the husband to move next to
Yeah, the wife the to wife. Move with, and bring another
bring
person
another person forward.
Forward
because he's already paid for it, maybe.
Yeah, you know what they could have done? Just book those seats before. Because you don't rock up. It's not a bus. It's a it's an international flight. What are people doing? There's rules.
You know, I saw this happen, and I actually agree with you. I think it's so you're so ripped off. If you've paid extra and you picked your seat, you've gone and done the right thing.
Already, if you've paid extra and you're stuck next to a baby, already rough time. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, can you have less room?
Was it just not? Was it economy or was it business?
Economy.
No, economy. But the bulkhead seat, sometimes, it's a big flight.
Mm.
It was a big flight. Sometimes you pay an extra $100.
Do you have to pay extra for your bulkhead?
I've got the bulkhead. Any seat I'm in is a bulkhead seat.
See, this will make you furious. I was on a flight years ago, I think, to Bali, and there was a couple, an elderly couple in sort of the front row, and it was must have been Jetstar because you had the star class. So it was just a bit better than the economy. And there was a man, he came, that in front of the older couple was one of those cot things that he put down. Anyway, a man came up and said to them, look, we've got our baby and we need to put her down.
Yeah.
Can we swap seats?
Yeah, you swap them.
And the older couple said no.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a different class. It's actually coming out of sort of star class. Going.
The older couple's correct.
Well, wait for it, Nick. How is
this? Put the baby in the overhead luggage storage.
Well, then what happened was at the end of the flight, and it's only, what is it, 6-7 hours?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not the longest flight in the world, but I guess with a baby it's not fun. Then when we got to the airport at the baggage carousel, the dad of the baby jumped up in the middle of the baggage carousel, up on the big podium, and pointed at this older couple.
Ooh. I'm picturing like Angry Monkey from Family Guy.
It was so cringy. He was saying, this couple didn't move. We've got a baby. We've had a baby crying the whole flight. But I thought to myself, hang on. They paid for business class seats and they were supposed to go back to economy. But like
you get to pick your seat on international flight. You pick your seat and if you say have a baby, you can call the airline. Is there a baby cot seat? No. Well.
We can't fly then.
Well, you can. You just got to hold on to the baby.
Yeah, anyway.
I'd give it up for a pregnant lady. If someone was pregnant and you'd give it up, you'd just go, just suck it up.
Extra leg room, not extra belly room.
Extra leg room when short people are sitting in the exits and you can't, because you go to get in, but you can't because someone's already in there. You don't need extra leg room, man. You've got little legs.
Yeah.
Big people. If you're over 6, you can only sit there if you're over like 6'3".
Yeah.
Because that's,
what
do you mean,
emergency exit?
Yeah. Or anywhere,
I've
like
got
leg
it all
room.
The time.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. You've got little legs.
5'10.5". No, I got big quads, man.
No,
I don't know that space.
No, little people, and it's not picking on little people, but they shouldn't sit in the exit seats because they don't need it.
I don't even like them.
I don't need your big lunks blocking my exit in case of an emergency.
Mate.
I don't know why you guys like that. I hate the exit row because I can't put my bag under the chair in front.
You're supposed to put it above.
No, but you in the normal economy seats, you just put your little bag in front of you, so you've got everything handy. But in the exit row, they won't let you put anything in front of you.
Yeah,
so
but if I sit in a normal seat, like literally my legs hit the front, and the person in front of me must hate because when you move, it just their seat wobbles.
Yeah.
It's not
on the ground, you can dunk, bro. So, no, you know, no, it swings around about.
I can't dunk.
Oh, man, stuck in the middle.
131060, seat scuffles. Anyone had one? Because we've heard this story is awful enough, but has this happened to you? And particularly on aeroplanes, but this might happen any movie cinemas. Everyone fights over seats at some stage.
Cinemas are bad. Like on the weekend when we went to that play. What was that play we went to?
Harry Potter.
I sat in front of poor Patty Newton and her young granddaughter. And I literally was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done because I sat down right and my bum was numb because I wanted her to see over me because I was so tall.
Yeah.
And I said to her, do you want to take our seat? She goes, no, that's fine. She was just being really nice. But I offered the seat in front of me because they're so small.
I know. I feel that too. I remember I saw years ago, it was actually, this is a flashback with my parents, and a woman had a massive hat. Like a big hat and wouldn't take it off.
No. Big hat where?
At like the theatre. I think this was at the theatre. And she had like a big fancy hat. Really, like she had fur on too. Really fancy.
Can we get the lighter
out? You've got a big hat outside of the races. You're a goose. Well, we're talking about people with on planes having some issues. Seat issues wherever you go. Cinemas, stadiums. But planes for me, a big one a few years ago. Luch and I and Charlie, who was a baby, about 9 months old, went to Singapore on a holiday. And on the way back, on the flight back, it was food service time. And I had food in front of me. Everyone had their food. The guy in front hadn't ordered food. I'm holding Charlie. I've got the food on the tray table. And the guy just put his seat back. Didn't check. Food and drink all over me. No. And I handled it quite well. I hopped on the seat-to-seat chat. So, you know, on some point, you can chat to people, seat to seat chat.
Never seen that.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
So I went two rows in front of me and I said, I'll give you $100 cash if you just put your chair back without looking because I wanted that guy's drinks on him.
Oh, yes.
And Luch said, you're a psycho. They'll turn the plane around.
Seat scuffles, they happen. John in Tarnete. Hey, John.
Morning, team. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, good, yeah, John. Johnny. You seem upbeat, reasonable. Yeah. Have you had a fight over seats on a plane?
I didn't have a fight. Let me tell you, I was coming back from Thailand after a few days with the boys, so you can imagine I was a bit under the weather.
Yeah.
Sitting next to a mum and her baby, and the dad was sitting behind, just a bit like you, Faith, and she started kicking up a stink because the dad couldn't sit next to her, and the air hostess comes over. And I was oblivious as to what was going on. I said, look, I'm happy to move, but I've paid extra for this seat. And you can imagine a 6'2" Middle Eastern guy on a plane, the rest of the passengers sort of felt like I was kicking up this thing. So it was a bit embarrassing.
Oh.
Next thing I know, I'm in the back row of the plane outside the toilet and I've had the worst flight of my life.
Oh no. John, in that case, because that's not fair, and I don't even like that you get asked to do that because you would... Did you get your $400 back?
No, I emailed them and they said there's nothing much we can do in that situation.
Oh.
You know, Beepy, I was being a good little passenger. I was helping the baby. I was trying to calm him down and the mum was just going crazy. I was like, listen, I don't want any grief from any other passengers. I've seen the movies. I can see what happens. So I'm heading back. I'm heading to the back of the plane. So she just kept walking me down the aisle and I'm thinking, it's not happening.
John, let's be honest, after a big trip to Thailand with the boys, being next to the toilet on the flight home, not bad.
Oh, mate, especially when there's chicken curry on the menu and you're sitting outside the toilet.
Oh, wow. You're a good man, John.
Come on, Johnny.
That's not fair. But anyway, Jordan in Ballarat. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jordan. You've had some seat scuffles.
Yeah, so I went to the Collingwood Geelong game about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it was my girlfriend's very first football game, so she was really keen to go, and I haven't gone to the footy since before COVID, so I was really, really keen to go. We got there and everything was fine, but then these two teenagers sat two rows in front of us, and without a doubt, every every time Josh Dacos touched the ball, they would hold up this massive sign and block the whole bloody stadium. I was not happy, and she was not happy. Collingwood were going great. Third quarter, 9 goals. Collingwood kicked 9 goals to nothing. And then Geelong come back and kicked 7 goals to nothing.
Did you bite your tongue, Jordan?
I had to.
Jordan.
Otherwise, I would have been in the bad books on the way home.
You know, you know how you fix that in the future? You can fix that situation by whatever the cost of a hot pie is. We'll sort that right through the middle, like a banner, like the players running through a banner.
Or you just, every time they get up, you tip Coke on their seats and then they sit down, it gets wet, so they won't do it again.
Sauce as well.
Yeah, or sauce, all that sort of gear.
See, we're figuring things out.
Yeah, this is good.
We're helping.
Tips. Thanks, Jordan. Tanya in Roeville. Hi, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Tanya. Have you had a bit of seat scuffle?
Been better.
Oh, yes. It happens quite a few times to me, but I was travelling back on a flight on my own with a young baby from Singapore. And I got on the plane and I booked the seat with the baby capsule because, you know, he was 10 months old, heavy baby to hold the whole flight. So anyway, I've got on the plane and there's someone sitting in my seat. I pulled out my ticket and thought, oh no, this is my seat. So I tapped him on the shoulder and said, look, excuse me, sir, I think you're in the wrong seat. Anyway, he turned around and said, no, no, this is my seat. And so I pulled out my ticket. The hostess has come up. Well, they've double booked the same seat.
Did you say snap? You
I
win?
Just went, sorry, I really need the capsule, if you don't mind. And he goes, no, sorry, I'm claustrophobic. I booked this seat because it's opposite the exit. And he refused to move.
So that's not fair.
Great. So anyway, I held the baby for the whole 8 hours to Singapore and didn't get any help. So anyway, on the return flight back to from Melbourne back to Singapore, my husband was actually with me going back. So we've turned up. And there's someone in our seat.
No.
No.
What's happened?
So the return flight. And I went, are you kidding me? So anyway, got our tickets out again. They've double booked them again.
No.
So anyway, they came up and said, look, we're really sorry, but there's only one seat left in business. And we're like, really? So
you said to your husband, see you later.
Back of the plane. They actually said, we've got one in first class. And I go, beauty.
What a win.
So, anyway, I've gone up to first class with the baby.
Yes!
Oh, well done.
Started talking to the man next to me, silly me, opened my mouth, explaining what had happened. He's obviously complained. I'm being kicked out of first class. And they've obviously upgraded someone else. So they ended up finding two seats for us together.
How's the guy that complained that you'd been given
I've never heard of one person have so many seats on the same flight.
101.9 The Fox.
Boxy's Big Night, thanks to Underworks. It's happening on the GC.
It's time for Boxy's Big Night Out.
Marty Sheargold, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Fee.
Marty, now I'll take the reins here, mate.
Okay.
Now, Boxy always says, she brings it up all the time, my times with Marty, my times with Jules, brings up all her old co-hosts. I've never been out with Boxy. She doesn't drink anymore. She's had kids. Shut up shop.
You're not missing anything, mate. I'm going to be honest.
We're not missing anything. Well, she tells us
how... A lot of crying.
Well, I don't even think she has ever drunk before. She always talks about her big nights and how crazy she was and she was so fun.
And all the photos we saw from her Twitter feed 10 years ago, there's a lot of drinks, but I just realised none of you consuming those drinks.
They're not being drunk.
No. You've just stepped next to a waiter that's holding a bunch of
them. I tell you what, Fee is the worst drinker I've ever met in my life. Without doubt. Not even a two-pot screamer.
Oh, no.
Is there a less than a two-pot screamer? Well, there's obviously a one-pot screamer.
A pony.
We had a couple of experiences together, Fee and I. A couple we won't mention. And a couple
we should.
Like when we were doing a promotion for Cuervo Tequila in Brisbane, and Byron Cook was there at the time. You might remember Byron. Yeah, you knifed him to get this job, I believe.
He's gone to a retirement home. He's old.
And Byron and I were there, and I said, where's Fife, Byron? And then we looked over at the bar, and Fife was standing at the bar pashing the bloke from Cuervo who'd set the whole night up.
I don't know how that happened.
I said, I'm not...
Put the headphones on Trixie, will you?
Should we go over there? Or is that something Fife wants? Obviously, consent is a serious issue.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure exactly what was happening. Then later that night, my brother rings me at about 12 or 1 o'clock. We'd left, Byron and I had had enough of the Cuervo blokes because they were turds. And
if Boxy was all over them.
There were none of them left to kiss. There seemed no point hanging around.
Hanging around for the
Gavin was engaged. And then my brother rings me at about 1 or 2 in the morning. I go, what's up, bro? He'd been at the function earlier that evening. He goes, mate, I've got Fifi Box in the car. Where should I drop her off?
Oh, no.
I said, are you joking?
She's not Roses. Just in the back.
She had less life than Roses when I got her in reception. I was like, well, what do I do now?
Fiona, lucky we're not sleeping. Well, that was, lucky we're going all the way through.
That was one occasion.
Is your plan to go all the way through?
Six to six, not, 12 hours, through. Marty.
Remember, I just had a flashback. Remember Hamilton Island?
Fife got in trouble that trip because she was drunk and then went for a swim and the woman from the hotel came down going, get out of the water, get out of the water. There's jelly box fishes in the water. Fife's like, no, I'm fine.
I am a box.
She was fully dressed, mind you.
That's right.
Blind.
No wonder you don't drink.
No. And then, Marty, I'll never forget, because we'd been working together. It was the cage on stage at the time.
That's right.
And you agreed, absolute one-off, to get up and do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Things change. Things change.
Good people. And Fife was going to come and watch the gig. And then one of the promotions ladies, whose name escapes
Lisa
me,
Davidson.
Lisa Davidson, comes up to me and goes, there's a bit of an issue with Fife. I go, what's that? She goes, I've just been holding her hair back in the disabled toilet. Oh, she's not going to make it to the gig. She didn't even make it to the start of the show. This wasn't midnight. This was like 6:30, quarter to seven.
She just finished dinner.
And they were holding her hair back in the disabled toilets. Yes. So I can't see how you're going to go from six till this six. So I'm not going to lie.
Well, this is actually scaring me now. Like I thought,
I've never been more excited.
But I reckon that we think we're taking Fee to the Gold Coast.
You're not.
She's dragging us.
Yeah, this is going to end
trouble.
Up more sort of weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, weekend at Bernie's. Now, Marty, all I get from this is you probably did party. You partied too hard.
Yeah,
you were a stayer.
Yes.
Now, from the lessons that Marty's just taught us, stay with you at all times, which
absolutely.
Is easy. I can go all night.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You'll be fine.
And I think that's just about it.
101.9 The Fox.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the study that said you should not go to sleep on arguments. So whatever's going on in your life, family members, partner, flatmates, whatever it is, go to bed with it resolved and you'll live longer.
This may shock you that I, the man with the 24-hour heart monitor on yesterday and the man that had an echo yesterday afternoon, goes to bed annoyed a lot.
Why do you go to bed angry?
I just get annoyed.
Well, we just be, mate, bed is the best,
there's
man.
So many, well, you're not on a single bed next to your son's bed on the floor, right? There's already, there's just the sleep. It's
I'm
just,
next to me
there's
misses.
There's a baby that screams a lot. There's chats you don't get to have during the day because the kids are around, then you have to try and sort stuff at night. And then there's always something that'll annoy me. I'll remember it just before I'm going to bed. It's not going to help.
I don't reckon you need to wait for the doctor's results. I reckon I can give you the results now.
Yeah.
Just less stress, bro.
I know, man.
Do I love all of
you?
You might recall we talked about.
I know I need a holiday, Ben. I missed the last one because of COVID.
You said you're not going to mention that again.
When we talked about this a few weeks ago, we had Kate. Remember Kate from Emerald? And she came on and she'd had a fight with her partner over Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And we tried to resolve it and we thought, you know what? This is something we can regularly do. We can help you resolve any arguments you're having right now with anyone in your life, even work colleagues. Gonna put it to rest. Put it to rest. We're
oh, great song. A fight that will never end. The guys are gonna
put it to rest. We're going to put it to rest. Whatever it is in your life, 131060, call now. Is it an argument with your mum? You're on the way to school even. You call us, 131060. Uncle Fev, Uncle Nick and Auntie Fifi, we'll sort out your parents. Or maybe it's your partner. Maybe they've gone off in a huff. You didn't resolve it because we want to get your stress levels down. And I just reckon we're good argument resolvers.
Yeah. Well, I'm the best at it because I always, if I have a fight with Alex, I'll go to bed. We'll go to bed. Like, I'm not angry because I just don't get angry. And when I wake up, I'm like, hey, babe.
New day.
Like, she's like, well, are you serious? I'm like, ah, it was yesterday. Don't worry about it. Let's move on. We just move on. Why are you worrying about stuff?
Exactly.
Life's too short. Be happy.
Yes, that's right. We want you to be happy.
Mine will be shorter.
Violet in Glen Iris. Hi, Violet.
Hi.
Now, Violet, are you on your way to school at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, and who are you having a fight with?
My mum.
Your mum's obviously there listening.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Pammy.
Pam, we're going to have to hear Violet's side of the story first. Violet, come on, talk us through it. What's happening?
So they woke me up late and then dropped my younger brother to school first, and now I'm going to be late for school.
Well, early bird gets the worm.
That's on you, Violet. You should get up earlier.
And what's Pam's reasoning for dropping your brother off first?
He was ready first.
It's kind of straightforward, isn't it?
Get up earlier. But I would always think with drop-off, you drop off the furthest school first because of traffic, so you get there earlier, drop the kid off, and then you don't have to have traffic on the way back. Do you know what I mean?
That's for you. That makes it easier for you.
Yeah, easier for me is to drop off the furthest kid first because then you're on your way home. So mindset. You're closer to home than you are.
Right. That doesn't help Violet, does it? And we haven't really helped you, Violet.
It's on Violet.
We've sort of gone with your mum, Pam, on that one. That's not ideal for
100%
you. 100% Pam. She also stopped to get herself a coffee, though, on the way.
Oh, okay.
She's tired. She can wait for that.
She's tired. No. That's
tired
on Pam.
From getting up early.
That's on Pam.
There we go. You can have a win with that one, Violet. So what if we call that? Could we say it's 50% wrong on both sides and maybe that's worth a kiss and make up?
Yeah. But I did get her a hot chocolate when I got the coffee.
Oh, Violet!
Okay, big cuddles for mum and daughter there. You're good. I feel like we put that to rest.
Hey, tomorrow, Violet should go down tomorrow, wake up early, go get her mum a hot a coffee, get in the car, then she gets dropped off first. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
teenagers must be different because what I gathered, Violet's complained for a sleep in and a free hot chocolate, which to me sounds like an absolute win.
Thank you, Violet and Pam. Georgia in Pakenham. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia, what's going on? Who are you fighting with?
I'm fighting with my partner.
What happened?
So, we were like, we're going to have a romantic night. So we jumped in the shower together. My partner only has two
showers.
Oh,
God, this is all looking upwards.
Pam's enjoying this so far, Georgia. Yep.
Yep, and then, so I put my towel on, like, the toilet seat to and I'm like, this is my towel.
Partner's right.
Yes.
Anyway, my partner goes to the toilet, puts it on the floor, and I was like, whatever, they know it's my towel. They get out of the shower before me and stand on my clean towel.
No.
And then use the other one.
No.
Did they
Did they
replace your towel?
No, because we've only got two in the house at the moment.
Oh, no. Georgia.
Yeah.
How have you only got two towels?
Well, it's just been my partner living there, and I'm about to move in, so it's just. You know,
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I was happy we could send you some. I don't know, get some nice Dry Glow or Sheridans and send them to you.
Please.
We might have to get you some towels.
I just looked at Leon. That'll solve the problem,
Georgia. If we get you some towels, do you think you and Sarah can resolve this?
Oh, I will literally just have my name there and be like, you cannot touch them.
Yeah, no, they're yours,
Georgia.
Well,
you know what we should do? Let's get them embossed because you can get your names on towels. Oh, yeah. Leon's really not enjoying this now.
And Leon will drop them off personally on a Sunday morning when he loves driving.
Can we get a towel embossed with Georgia and one towel embossed with Sarah?
Yeah, we'll look into it. Yeah.
There we go. Look at that. We put that one to rest, haven't we, Georgia?
Yes, thank you so much. You've just made my day.
See, Georgia, we've solved your argument. We've made one between Fee and Leon.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
He's a good friend of the show. We haven't spoken to him for a while, but we do see him every Friday night, 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play. You can catch up. The Living Room, Dr. Chris Brown. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's what a delight it is to be before this beautiful team.
Oh. The best is you're just thinking what you're going to say then. Like you didn't really know what was going to happen.
I paused on beautiful.
I've seen Fev. No, he's not beautiful.
Josiah's really doing the hard yards.
Yeah, he's not part of the show.
A lot of heavy lifting.
Doesn't count.
What have you been up to? It's been months. Have we even spoken to you this year?
I don't think we have. Maybe once, but
start of the year, January. Yes.
Yeah. Just the usual struggle.
Chat.
A bit of bit of I'm a Celebrity, a little bit of living room, a bit of vet clinic, you know, in between, just to keep the skills and the hours and the confidence from the clients up, to be honest. And here we are. So it's just it's been a good year so far, though.
Dr. Chris, I've got to ask, you say that you've got to put in some hours at the vet clinic. Is it like being a pilot? Do you have to look after a certain amount of animals every month to keep the license?
Sort of. Like you genuinely have to keep up it's like continuing education. You have to read a certain number of journals, go to enough seminars, and you have to keep your skills up.
That's why I couldn't be a vet. A lot of reading.
There is a lot of reading.
That's it.
But also, like, the most of it is just like time in the vet clinic doing different operations, and otherwise it just becomes a little bit it's not second nature, and no one needs the vet pausing midway through a castration going, hang on,
getting the phone out, doing a little Google chat.
What's the difference between a dog and a cat? Oh no, my vet's struggling.
Yeah, I know. That's never comforting for anyone in the room. There's a bit of that. I try not to Google the answers to things. I have done it on different animals overseas, like where I ended up
monkey pox.
Almost like that. I had to like treat a sloth spontaneously in
was that in South Africa? was that me?
Yeah, it was. I remember him.
Now, Chris, you were just before, you were reeling off the things you've been doing, lots of various television shows, and I know something else you've been doing that we've got in common.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about here.
Yes, and I, separately, of course, are going to be appearing on ABC's Play School.
Yes, and yes, indeed.
Do you know what, Chris, you'll find this funny, because I did it after you, and I flew the girls up to Sydney, and Trixie's 9, Daisy's 2.
Disaster.
As my 2-year-old refused to sit on the couch, refused to stop talking all through it, kept throwing a book around the room and
running up to the camera,
running up and waving at the camera. As they asked me if they would mind if they removed her from the set, so poor Daisy got cut, actually got sacked, fired, first job ever, got fired.
Right.
They were very quick to tell me that Dr. Chris's brown dog behaved better than Daisy.
you have no idea what that required, though. I'd taken my dog for a 3-hour walk from like 5 a.m. Anticipating what was about to happen. And they told me the whole time that you were about to come in as well. So there was almost this competitive jealousy over the fact, Fifi Box, and, you know, she's, kids are going to take this, are going to steal the show. So I'm talking to the dog, trying to get the dog, you know, revved up. So you must perform well here. I gave him as many calming treats as I possibly could.
And a couple of Zannies.
Yeah, well, the animal equivalent.
What type of dog, Dr. Chris? Because I had a Staffy Cross Kelpie, and you could have taken that for a 5-day walk, and it still would have run around.
No, so I've, like it, my dog's a new addition. His name's Buzz. I've had him for about 5 months. He's a rescue. But he's lovely. He's lovely, but he's a chewer and a nibbler. And so we had him on the couch and
that's why he needs the Zannies, bro.
I had to read the story.
He took Big Ted up.
He saw the book and he's like, I'll chew that. And so he reached in and started nibbling on the book. And they're like, no, let's not. It's probably not a great look if he eats the book. I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. And then at the end of it, we managed to, combination of the exercise and the calming treats. He sort of sat on the couch and I think he chewed through one of my shoelaces, but that was it.
So he didn't get fired like my child.
Well, not actually. There was still one rather controversial moment that I saw the funny side of that they didn't. And they, at the end, they said, would you like to have a photo with anyone in particular from Play School? And I said, well, I've always been a big fan of Big Ted.
Yeah.
And so Big Ted comes over and they put Big Ted on my lap. Buzz, the dog,
yes,
sees Big Ted and thinks, that is the greatest chew talk I've ever seen. And as the photo's being taken, he lunges at Big Ted's arm and manages to get one of his limbs inside his mouth. I didn't realize there were that many people on set until 30 staff descended to free Big Ted.
I bet. He's fragile. He's been around about 40 years.
Well, they said to me, he's 55 years old.
Wow.
And there's only one of them. And so if Buzz had taken down Big Ted, like it was a national incident. So he had Big Ted now has a lot of saliva and a few indentations he didn't have before, but no one touches Big Ted.
No.
Now, Doc, you do grace our TV set, so you're a beautiful human. You're on the living room, but I feel you do your best work on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and you are nominated for the most outstanding reality program, again, which is a great show, but Your co-host, Julia Morris, now she's up for a Gold Logie.
You didn't get
nominated. how does that make you feel? Is it like, do you feel like you've got her to be nominated because of your great work? Or
You know, no one cares about the support act. You know, when you go and see a band.
Tell us about
they
it.
Just, they, you know, everyone's there for the main event. Everyone's in the bar while the support act's on. So, it's fine, you know.
Wait till they see you and Buzz on Play School. Seriously.
That could be your Logie, bro.
That's right there. So, no, look, honestly, Jules will smash that.
Oh, I think 100%, 75 years in the business, baby.
She'll do very well. And I'd like to see if she does win. In Julia Morris style, they don't read the nominees. They just read her name out straight away because that's what she did at the Logies. A little bit of Logies karma coming back to her. She just come out and just read that straight away. No, she'll do well, I reckon.
That's weird. Well, anything you do well. And that's why we watch you every Friday night. We get a little bit of Dr. Chris Brown in our lounge rooms, the living room. 7:30, we'll be watching you. And it's just so good to touch base. We miss you.
It is. We should do it more often, Fifi. Not just in the magazines.
No, I know. No magazines lately. They haven't put us together.
We're going to the Gold Coast, Dr. Chris, for Boxy's big night. She hasn't been out for 7 years. We're supposed to do it last year. I think we spoke to you about it. She literally hasn't been out. So we're going next. We're going in 2 weeks. Yeah. We're going to go to the Goldie. It's going to be called Fifi's Boxy's Big Night Out. We're going from 6 p.m. on the Thursday night all the way through to 6 a.m. and we're going to go on air.
I love it. And obviously you'll be wearing white on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, of course.
Just so the tattoo ink can
just basically bleed
through.
I can't do a tattoo.
And you got any tips for her?
on tattooing?
No, on just trying to get through the whole night.
Look, Shooters nightclub would be where I'd start.
I love Shooters. Shooters still there?
What, Melba's? Is Melba's still there?
Great. See, I remember Cocktails and Dreams and Benson's. They were mine back in the day.
I reckon Go in Reverse start at the dingiest, like with the while it's still light.
Well, we're going to try.
Nothing's going to be open at 3 a.m. The good joints are shut.
We're going to try to. Oh, Shooters is closed. Leon just told us. We're going to try to start at the Hard Rock Cafe, but it's closed down. Cavill Avenue, we've got to bring it back to life.
when Brendan Favola is your plus one on a night out, you know, like, don't plan, just go.
I got my nickname on Cav Ave, Doc, and it was after an animal called the Croc. My nickname's Croc. Long story, but last time I was in Cav Ave, it didn't end well. So we're in trouble.
We are. We can't wait. You should come.
You should come, Doc.
Look, let me know. I haven't had a night out in about 5 years. So let's do it.
Hilariously Melbourne. We Aussies love our coffee and deserve a cup we can proudly call our own. Introducing the Australiano from McCafe, their best ever coffee plant with chai and native wattle seed. Coffee fit for an Aussie. 101.9